Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the dynamic hour two of the NutriMedical Report, and it is the 4th of January, 2018. Deborah Tavares has been literally disappeared for over 2 years, but she's back, and she's got some horrific and horrifyingly true news about what's going on here in California and what's happening with the globalist plans for taking over our cities and towns around the world. And Deborah, the fires in California, you kind of incensed, you didn't prophesy, you actually presented documentation as to why they want to depopulate California. And the fires are not just incompetence in terms of clearing the chaparral cycle, the chaparral that we call a fire cycle, which burns off and then later blooms, but also the purposeful setting of fires and setting up plans to change literally the function of our cities in California and across America. ICLEI met with, and the Resilient Cities Project met with Obama almost 40 times during his presidency, 2 terms. And this is, if you actually read this, this reads out of a B-movie that's so horrendous, it's hard to conceive that these people actually want to do this stuff. But let's get into the details of what they're up to and why the fires are not just accidentally, say, homeless people running fires or power lines whacking together with the Santa Ana winds. There's a lot more to this, isn't there?
Well, absolutely, Dr. Bill, and thank you so much for having me on your program today. I do want to get into the fires, but before I do, I want to let everyone know that there was a quietly released cell phone warning through the California Department of Public Health in December of 2017, so just a number of weeks back. This warning came out. Now, it's important to understand that the California Public Health Department kept this hidden for years, and they released a draft release document outlining the concerns of cell phone radiation and exposure. And, of course, we have known, and you've said it many times yourself, Dr. Bill, that cell phone frequencies have become and are now brain addictive. And because of an addiction now that has been created, the dopamine effects in our brain, we're now faced with these addictions, and we're being warned by the California Public Health Department to limit our use. And we've got to keep in mind that the departments of health are behind fluoridation in all communities. They're behind required vaccinations, and the department actually acknowledges climate change or global warming as being caused by too many people using too much stuff. And as I like to say, Dr. Bill, when they say too many people using too much stuff, that's genocide. That's genocide. And, of course, they're ignoring the reality, which is the global corporate weather control systems that are artificially creating the climate change, causing diseases and ill health. And, of course, all of these things that are put upon the country and the world, it's all the people's fault. There's just too many people using too much stuff. But keep in mind that this article about the warning is really to cover up. It's a camouflage, to camouflage the health effects from the deployment of Wi-Fi in our home RFI D-chips in all of our appliances that radiate frequencies to other appliances, smart meters, Wi-Fi hotspots, antennas, cell towers throughout our neighborhood, smart meters attached to all our homes wirelessly that continue to transmit reads to the utility companies that are run by Rothschild, along with wireless smart meter appliances. And that's just to name a few. Assault upon all living things.
And by the way, the wireless communication data amount will dramatically increase when they actually go bidirectional. Right now, they've in all the appliances the last 10 years manufactured and sold in America, including manufactured in Mexico and elsewhere, are all Wi-Fi compliant, which means they're all part of the smart grid system. And once they go bidirectional, they can shut off your washer and dryer until you do it at 11 o'clock at night. And the problem is they can monitor everything, including your hairdryer usage in your home. They're literally creating the data to fill in the matrix, I call it.
Yes,
people don't understand. The primary source of the matrix is at Schriever Air Force Base, Falcon, Colorado. And there's not an individual on Earth that knows more about the legal and illegal and classified and spiritual issues of the Mark of the Beast system, which, by the way, will come from America, not elsewhere. People need to understand that what's being put into place, even during the Trump administration, is not good.
People need to know that. Dr. Bill, I want to just tell people some of the advisories that the literally the corporate structure, the California Department of Public Health is saying. They say, don't put the cell phone near your ear. They say consider putting it down. And they say that if children under 10 are exposed, this could certainly cause tremendous health effects for these kids.
In 30 seconds, it starts to break down the blood-brain barrier in children and adults.
But you're right, it
releases dopamine in the brain and breaks down the metabolic blood-brain barrier.
Now, wouldn't you say, Dr. Bill, the fact that this information has been hidden, although we've exposed it, certainly military documents have exposed the use of these kinds of frequencies against the enemy, and of course we are the enemy. We're in a bankrupted United States that is run by a corporation, USA Inc., and in fact, Earth Inc. now, and that's pretty obvious. But when we look at these agencies that release this information, I really think it is beta testing. Because they're telling people how dangerous these cell phones are now for cancer and health effects, and to see if people will listen and put them down, to see how intrusive it's already become and the effects of their plans. And this is, I think, what is happening because all of this was suppressed. But I want to get on into the fires because what we've witnessed up here in Northern California is something that I spoke about 2.5 years ago on when I was on with Jeff Rent. And it's up on YouTube, and it's called The Plan to Burn Up Northern California. The Plan to Burn Up Northern California. We have documents that were discovered as an email exchange from the California Public Utility Commission and Pacific Gas and Electric, and there were a total of 6 people acknowledged back and forth in these emails. And you can take a look at these emails. They're up on a YouTube called Agenda 21. The Plan to Burn Up Northern California. And they talk about the use of lasers and space-based weapons and how they actually, Dr. Bill, they say in that email that while they were using these in the home Mojave Desert, they turned it on to Sebastopol because we were really the nuclei for the advancement of the smart meter awareness campaign that ended up going all through the United States and global. It started here in Sebastopol, California. So they talked about using this weapon system directly onto Sebastopol. But we know that Pacific Gas and Electric has permits to Cloud Seed, and of course we know Rothschild is responsible for Weather Central, and this is a weaponized weather environment that is being run on us all. We know that. But what I wanted to tell everyone that's listening right now so that you can check this out in your cities, because we're being multifaceted attacked all over the world. This isn't just a California situation. While wildfires have been unique here in California compared to the tornadoes, floods, and hurricanes and other aspects of intended disaster, freezing cold and snow, etc. But what we know is that the perpetrators come in to offer government assistance after these horrific events occur. And we're going to see more of that because we're being told by Governor Brown and others that this is now a new norm. This is a new normal. Weather events are a new normal. And on the front page of a throwaway newspaper that we got just a few days after the fire, there's a large picture of a retardant aerial drop on some of the burning areas during the fire. It's a colored picture. And underneath it, Dr. Bill, it says, climate change. Global warming presents a new era of fire danger. And then it goes on to already start the propaganda and the media speak on what is happening. And what is happening is they're launching into expanding markets into the weather-torn communities across the country. For many of you, I've spoken for years about the climate action plans. You can go to stopthecrime.net. Please subscribe to stopthecrime.net and take a look at our YouTube about the climate action plans. And I'm going to talk about this on the other side of the break.
Yeah, when we come back, I'm going to fire a few quick questions at you as well, because what's going on is an end game. This is not a rehearsal. This is the end game, isn't it? Yeah. Back in a moment.
Fully cooked, ready to eat.
And welcome back. So, Deborah, I know you talk quickly, but I want to focus on a few things. The first thing is, the first thing that I notice, which is hard, is, and people should know this about me, I'm pretty straightforward. I call myself a warthog for God. I screwed up when I thought, and done sin, when I thought God abandoned me. I realize now, after going through hell and been crushed like perfume by God, that I am, you don't have to be good to be a son or daughter of the Most High God. You just have to hear and do, Shema, God's will, which is speak up, even if it kills you. Tell the truth no matter what, and always realize that if you're focusing toward God rather than religion, I call realize going on, you're going to do God's will, you're okay. You don't go to heaven, because if you don't have a heavenly relationship, you're not going there. Now, what I see in our society is terminal. And this year, 2018, is a fulcrum year. This is the year where things are going to really turn ugly. Now, the ugliness involves not only fires in Northern California, where there's San Diego Gas and Electric and other electric companies haven't moved their power lines from areas where Santa Ana and high winds will actually whack them together and create sparks that can set up fires. But also, they have all these homeless places out in the middle of high fire danger areas where they don't control their fires. And the third is they're using directed energy weapons, where I've had reports from regular classified sources that some of these trees and things are burnt from the inside out, which means they're hit either at ground level or from space by directed energy weapons. We also know there's a blocking high out in the Pacific Ocean. It has been there on and off for 7 years, blocking any kind of Pineapple Express moisture coming in. I'm in San Diego, California, and I can't remember how many months ago we even had any rain. It is a tinderbox here, and literally 3 weeks ago, we almost had to be evacuated. The fire, as you can see, the entire ridge 3 miles away was on fire. And we nearly had our house burnt down to the ground. So I got to tell you right now, this gets very real. Now, you have to understand what's going on. If Hillary Clinton had become president, which everybody, including the globalists, wanted, we would have the full force mark of the beast by 2020, which is just 2 years from now. You have to understand, people say, well, I know that's your conspiracy theory, Dr. Deagle. Well, I have three sources of information. I have open source, which, by the way, can give you 90 to 95% all you need to know to tell you that Dr. Deagle is not nuts. And even if I'm dead, the information is still the truth. It doesn't freaking matter. Number two, I have classified sources. I have people inside CENTCOM, the Pentagon, and other agencies that I'm still in communication with. And the third is supernatural. I don't just have to do remote viewing like some of these Ed Dames and other people. God's given me a gift of remote sight. And last year I was praying, God said, don't ask me because I'll tell you, Deagle. Audibly, literally, I was praying. I'm thinking, okay, I was praying for weeks, and all of a sudden God tells me, don't ask. And we're talking about wide awake, not in a dream state. So I realize he doesn't want me to carry the burden of some of the things that I will have to tell you. But I'm going to tell you what I do in a timely fashion when it's necessary. This year, and they're already predicting that we had 8 earthquakes last year. We're going to have 20.
One yesterday, too, 4.4 in Berkeley.
Right. What's going on here? There's also a magma buildup in the northeast United States where they're predicting 20 earthquakes, which is about almost 300% increase. We're going to see, and I'm going to give you a prophetic, not just the scientific, but it's both scientific and prophetic, that the Mount Vesuvius in Italy is probably going to blow this year, which is going to kill a lot of people with the gases and the high-speed fire that spreads faster than you can run away or drive away. We're going to have a subduction, Cascadia subduction zone tsunami strike the Washington and Oregon coasts. So if you're on those coasts, you're going to be dead. And the Indians have an ancient dance called the Dance of the Firebird, which, by the way, this doesn't happen infrequently, like every 1,000 or 10,000 years. It happens on a frequency of about every 300 years, and we're due. And the third thing that's going to happen is we're heading into a Maunder type ice age, but we're also in the middle of a 5 million ice age cycle, where we're heading into the, what's called the 10,000th year, which is a time when we're likely to go into a moderately serious ice age cycle. So, by the way, an ice age will kill more people than a nuclear war. So that's where we're heading. We're not heading to global warming. These people are out of their freaking minds.
Well, that's all, of course, fraudulent to push policies through our cities to literally carve off what's left of our bones before they destroy us, Dr. Bill.
Well, yeah,
That's what I want to share with your listeners, because I'm seeing it happening right here in Sonoma County, elsewhere, all over. In fact, we traveled to Russia, and we traveled to South America to see how, with our own eyes, how all of this has advanced, and it is everywhere. There's no safe place to run to. It's everywhere.
But yeah, let me throw something in here that is going to kind of make people twist a bit. First, if you don't understand the spiritual thing, it says in Thessalonians, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. High places are the ones you're talking about. We're talking about spiritual things. We're literally dealing with a galactic and a spiritual war where we're still in for tens of thousands of years, where the human race has been periodically been wiped out by the demonic and powerful that are exoplanetary. And we can get into that some more, but I want you to continue with your dialogue, because the fires are going to come back. The drought is not going to get better here in California. We're going to see major superquakes in the San Andreas and San Jacinto fault zones. Last spring I had an earthquake 95 miles away in San Jacinto, and our house is built on rebar directly into the second hardest rock on the planet, blue granite. There's a blue granite quarry near our home a few miles away. and so we're 95 miles from it, and it was like a freight train coming through our house. We've got a house that's 5,000 plus square feet with a concrete pad around another 6,000 square feet, and it was freaking unbelievable. If you're standing up, you're going to get knocked to the ground, and it's loud as hell.
Well, I want to tell you, Dr., with regards to the rock quarry that's near your home, what they're doing here in several of the rock quarries here in Northern California. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and EPA and FEMA are involved in, we have hundreds and hundreds of dump trucks going back and forth on our roads that are falling apart anyway, dumping all of the toxic ash and soot into our dump sites. And they're claiming that our life expectancy of these dump sites is rapidly declining, which will mean that we're going to have much higher costs in dumping for people that remain here, because they'll have to go further to dump. But we have a new company now that's taken over, and I'm a little digressing from the fires, but I want to throw this in. We have a new trash hauling firm that has been hired, bringing in all new trucks. You can imagine the increased cost to live here, anywhere actually, where they're talking about zero waste. And that is because they're dumping all of these toxins, poisons, and pollutants back into the ground. The concrete that they're taking out of the ground, or from all the pads, all the toxic pads, the footings, the foundations.
You mean all the homes that burned up on all the homes that burned down, you mean, and also the plastic that came from these mobile homes that were burnt, that are very toxic, is what you're saying.
Very, very toxic. That's correct. And what they're doing is they're putting all of the concrete that, of course, is mixed in with other heavy toxins as well, and they're taking them to the rock quarries, and they're repurposing all of this. And, of course, because of the nature of the fires and the heat of the fires, this repurposing is not going to have the engineering or the load capacity that material would have if it were not changed as it has as a result of the fire. But they're poisoning our groundwater supplies and certainly tearing up our roads even more than they already are up here in Northern California. Well, but I want to get into...
What is the organization doing? We talked about this with Gary Richard Arnold. United Nations and ICLEI, they're the primary kind of source of this. But the UN, believe it or not, has taken all underground aquifer resources, all under oceanic resources for minerals, including hydrates, which are 300 times more energy than all the oil and gas and coal on the planet. People don't realize the UN's already taken all this.
Well, we have primary water, and people need to understand it's not peak oil like it.
Right.
People search the internet for...
Deborah, my first question is, who's doing this? We've talked about this with Gary Arnold last week. ICLEI and the United Nations, people need to know, though, that you remember the underground tunneling devices that were there they had various people talking about them. Well, I took care of one of the people who was my patient, John, won't say his last name. And he had particle disease from the sodium-cooled nuclear reactors they used for tunneling. But they were taken into a facility that was a kind of a mock-up of the United Nations building, and the beings that were in there were non-human. And people need to understand what's going on here is not just human. People need to know that most of the evil on the planet is exoplanetary. The Bibles all talk about it, like the Book of Enoch and the book, other ancient books.
Well, Dr. Bill, I want to point out who is here in the view of being a human. And
right. You want to know who's doing it. Like, what organizations, for example, ICLEI met, and the Resilient Cities met almost 40 times with Obama. And people need to know the ICLEI and the Resilient Cities plan was to have 12 super cities of 5 million each with apartments about 300 square feet for every human being in America in the central United States, and no coastal populations or rural at all. And that was paid to be by 2025, I think it is, so we're not very far away.
Well, they're rolling towards that, and I'm going to explain what we're seeing here in Sonoma County, and we know what is happening globally as well. But getting to the names, we have the criminals in charge of the rebuilding of Sonoma County. And one of them is James Witt, who was Bill Clinton's Federal Emergency Management Agency administrator. And he was tapped for the fire recovery nonprofit to rebuild the North Bay. And here's what he is involved in. He headed FEMA in the 1990s, and he recently founded a corporation called EB5, Global Management, LLC, which seeks to capitalize on a controversial U.S. law that grants fast-track permanent resident status to foreign nationals in exchange for large investments in American development projects. And the company has offices in Washington, D.C., Little Rock, Arkansas, and was registered in Delaware in August of 2015.
And let me tell you where those people are coming from. Those people are coming from China.
Yes.
Tons and tons of them.
And here's what they're doing, Dr. Bill. The EB-5 visas are granted to foreigners who make investments of at least $500,000 in areas of high unemployment, or at least $1 million. And they are given jobs and permanent residency. It's a pay-for-play scheme. It's homogenization of our communities so that we're splintered and fragmented as they move in people from other countries, and yes, majority, I'm sure, from China. But I can tell you, this is a criminal, and this is coming from FEMA, and he's here to help us rebuild. Now, let's talk about who else is on their way on a corporate level. We're going to name some names here. The Rockefeller Foundation, we're talking about Judith Rodin. And what does she say? She says that the world turns its attention to the United Nations Climate Conference in Paris. The global community is hoping for fresh ideas to solve our increasing climate-related challenges. She said, we know that climate accelerates and complicates almost every problem we have, from food insecurity and water scarcity to sectarian conflicts and refugee crises around the world. She's just one of the ones out of the Rockefeller Foundation.
Yeah, remember, these are problem creators.
Cities forward.
Yeah,
I want to tell you, Dr. Bill, we have discovered a Rothschild press release that says that Rothschild's plans and heads are being restructured now for restructuring North America. Now, here's some names, Rothschild & Company. They name Homer Parkhill and Stephen Antonelli as co-heads of restructuring of North America. They're going to create offices in Silicon Valley. They're moving in. They're going to be starting to build the markets and businesses. They're going to be giving bonds for communities that have been devastated. This is all a new market that is being created. Who's moving in with them? Everybody that's in the black deep areas of MasterCard, Cisco, Siemens, the British Council, Climate Central, the World Bank.
And by the way, the Silicon Valley people are deep in it, like Peter Thiel, who wants to run as a Republican. And Thiel is big deal into Bitcoin, which is the first phase of the Mark of the Beast.
Yep, and of course, it's just all worthless currency made out of air. They think that we've bought our phony fiat dollars for so long. Why not just air money, too, you know? At least the dollars are worth a little bit more because they're printed on paper. But having said that, we're talking about resilient cities, and this is where we're heading. This is the meat that's filling in the goals for UN Agenda 21. I liken it to, because we're builders, and I think in terms of plans, when you are going to build a new house, you go to an architect, you get a set of plans. You have the plans, you pay for them. But the house isn't built yet. The plans that we have all been talking about are UN Agenda 21 plans and are ICLEI cities. Those are the plans, and they have been funded by grants that all the taxpayers are paying all over the world for these plans. The plans are now being filled in by the markets that are being created through the resilient cities because of enormous weather events of all kinds that are being created. This is the guise of coming in to rebuild everything.
Well, look at Texas, the devastation. My brother's home, he's a pharmacist at the hospital down in southern Texas, southeastern Texas, and it was destroyed in the floods. And we have weather modification technology that could make sure that none of those systems struck the coastal areas or our cities in the U.S. or Puerto Rico. None of this needed to happen. The fact that it didn't, either Trump doesn't know it or the people behind him are manipulating and controlling him to compartmentalize the information he does get to know. And a lot of the people that he's appointing around him are all Jesuits or United Nations affiliates. And people need to understand what's going on. It isn't necessarily all good. It looks really good. The stock market's at 25,000. People are going to get more money. There's $5 trillion more in the economy and 250,000 more jobs. But this is all the what I call the external slather over what's going on. What's really happening is we're moving step by step to where America will dominate the whole planet, both militarily and digitally through technology. And the globalists are going to use America as a final tool to crush the entire planet. And the American citizen doesn't know this because they think, you know, although Trump is the best president we've had in years because the other ones are clearly globalists, what Trump is doing is he's polarizing the situation to the point and bringing in people like the new FBI director to use metadata that is in the response to the bad things happening is going to make things considerably worse.
Well, I want to talk about the acute shocks and the chronic stresses that are going to be bringing in the markets into every single city and how our cities are continually going to be neutralized. There won't be building. There will be increased homelessness. We see that everywhere. In fact, I was hearing a story about a fellow that is bringing in the homeless where there are chills and colds right now, and he was told to not have homeless people sleep in his basement, even if they were to freeze during the night.
Well, what state was that? I heard that too. What state is that?
Yeah, somewhere right now where they're being inflicted with the horrific weather events.
Yeah, I think it's something like Massachusetts or someplace
like
that.
Yeah, it is. It's something like that. And he's told by the cities that he cannot do that, which is, of course, absurd.
I tell him to go to hell. Forget it. You know, let's go to court and fight over it.
Exactly, exactly. But I'm going to tell you the chronic stressors that they're claiming is going to be what resilient cities are going to be manufactured from. First, it's important for everyone to understand a resilient city is really about trauma-based mind control encampments, because resilient cities are going to have a network of mind-controlling technologies that are literally going to control all of us like robots. So many are already controlled mindlessly anyway. But the resilient cities and the equity that they're talking about and inequity right now they're talking about meeting up here in Sonoma County that we have had inequity, meaning we've been unfair and unjust. And they're talking about this in the newspapers, Dr. Bill, where they're saying that they're going to start creating equal opportunities for everybody, that there's too much of a diverse income situation as well as living situations. And certainly we know after the fires, four-bedroom homes that would have rented for about $2,500 before the fires are now at $6,000. $6,000 a month after
wow.
fires for housing. People are being bumped out of their houses right and left. A lot of these fire victims whose insurance companies are paying some of these exorbitant costs for housing.
We're going to post up a link to stopthecrime.net. I think it's net, isn't it? Stopthecrime.net.
Stopthecrime.net, and please, everyone, subscribe to it because you'll be getting some email blasts and some breaking news blasts from our website. It costs you nothing to subscribe to our website and get all the breaking news that we're now digging through and really working to get up there. But I wanted to talk about the resilient cities and the fact that ultimately. They're telling us that because of chronic stresses that they are creating, they say their chronic stresses are slow-moving disasters that weaken the fabric of a city. And they say this includes high unemployment, which they're creating, overtaxed or inefficient public transportation. Yes, absolutely overtaxed and inefficient. Our roads are crumbling. This is all part of the Wildlands Project. Endemic violence. And chronic food and water shortages. Now, everybody needs to know we do not have a water shortage. Please go to our website, primarywater.org. Understand that they're trying to create the illusion that we have limited water supply, and we do not. You can download free flyers about this and start handing them out. People,
you know,
understand how subverted our science has been.
Well, listen, you know more Margaret Daffy
yes,
Libya.
The man-made river project. The eighth wonder of the world, Dr. Bill, blown up.
75% of the new wells and water in Libya was from primary water.
Yes. And in fact, when the UN and the United States blew Libya off the map, they hit a number of water drilling
Those are at least 10 of those were British drilling rigs that were
right.
weapons. And I talked to Paul Power from the Primary Water Institute in Eureka, Northern California.
Right.
And he was actually involved with Muammar. The primary reason, there's two reasons why they went after him. Number one, he wanted a trans-Islamic gold-backed currency, which ticked off the bankers in Europe, the Federal Reserve Bank run by the Vatican. And the biggest reason was that he was exploring primary water because the primary move to push Muslims out of North Africa and the Middle East is actually not geopolitical or even religious. It's actually just drought, which has hit them for 20 years.
Well, so, people need to go to our website, primarywater.org. They can see those YouTubes when the Great Man-Made River Project was being built. Muammar Gaddafi used the resources of his country for the benefit of his people. And as you were just saying, served 75% of the Libyan people with free water after he accessed it with an intricate piping system under the ground.
Yeah.
Watch that being built, and that was all intentionally blown up. But with the resilient cities move now into all of our cities and counties across the globe, they say that there are going to be sudden shocks and sudden events that threaten cities. And so we need to have resiliency. This is like a, like you said earlier, a B-rated movie, nightmare. They talk about earthquakes, floods, disease outbreaks, and terrorist attacks. They're talking about all the things that they are creating. Now, they're moving in. They have global design firms moving in. They have global health firms moving in. They are creating markets now on all this death, disease, and destruction, as they have been all along. Look at Big Pharma. Big Pharma. Dr. Bill, we were able to get into a Big Pharma meeting around a table of 20 down in San Jose a couple of years ago. They said they're rebranding what pharmaceuticals are. They're rebranding them to be considered as food. that is the intention of the pharmaceutical.
Well, that's why you got Neotame, which we talked about with Betty Martini, Dr. Betty Martini.
Oh, yes, aspartame.
Yeah, but Advantame, which is a combination of aspartame and other garbage, vanillin. What people need to start understanding is this is not Dr. Deagle's delusion because I'm crazy or I'm arrogant or whatever. It's just an ugly, nasty fact. And the problem is, you see, I have virtually no one that has the cojones, male or female, and by the way, a lot of women have more cojones than men, intellectually, to call in and actually challenge me. Because they know it's going to be a very ugly mixed mental martial arts, and I put them in an intellectual chokehold to stop the flow of ideas to their cortex. I'm not going to put up with it. And also, I don't put up with death threats. I'm a very dangerous guy. There's a nasty side to me, so the devil himself, when he hears about Deagle's name, he shakes. He should shake. I'm a very, very tough guy, which is why I'm a spiritual warrior for the Most High God, and why I got visited 25 years ago by the Pindar himself. So I got to tell you, I'm not exactly Mr. Pushover.
Well, Dr. Bill, I think what we really need to focus on is helping all of those millions of people across
let me explain what the problem is, though, Deborah, before we run out of time. The real problem is not a matter of intellectually convincing, because you're a very good intellectual convincer. It's not even doing emotional things like making a good, you know, short video clip or a poem or a song. You got to get through to people spiritually, because people are like the frogs in the beaker. They don't get it that they're being cooked. And it's a spiritual thing. We have to pray for them. We have to get through to them and realize, do you understand that global omnicide is what's happening? Not just killing humans, but the biosphere.
Yeah.
Do you not understand this is an agenda to literally destroy most of the human race and the small little remnant that's left? They want totally control. They want cyborgs, which are genetically engineered humans grown in laboratories with cybernetic attachments to the matrix. They want, literally, they're selling it as an advance to telegraph it to us. In 5 to 7 years, you won't even need to have eyes or ears. They'll directly speak to your cortex. In fact, people need to understand this. They have technology they've been developing for decades, trying to see if they can interface directly with the human cortex. Here at the Scripps Institute in Southern California, Obama himself put hundreds of millions of dollars through these foundations, through federal tax money, to pay for basically hacking into human consciousness.
I want to talk to you about this, because this is already happening with the targeted individuals that have been the lab rats for so long. People talk to these people that are most often are homeless. They choose people and isolate them, and they chase them around with gangs, foot ground gangs that are communities, organized in communities, and they use directed energy weapons on these people. They interfere with their sleep. They already are using voice to skull on these people. So when these people...
Yeah, you're talking about infrasound. I'm talking about voice to cortex,
okay.
And auditory to cortex, okay? Now, I'm getting patents on what's called a neurotronic circuit, which is the first circuit in human history that will actually be true artificial intelligence. Not like Watson. We had doctors speaking at our conference in Watson a few weeks ago in Las Vegas. These people are doing what's called simulated AI. I was recruited in 1978 because I'd actually been working on AI for almost 45 years on mainframe computers. I taught myself. I'm talented in those areas. Lots more than just my medical talents. And I got to tell you right now that the dark side wants to literally create a matrix, and they want to capture the human consciousness, not just us in terms of finances or making us live in Ickley 300-square-foot apartments. No, no. It's a lot worse than that. Literally, they want to create hell on earth.
Well, they do. And as people are hearing this broadcast, Dr. Bill, I'm oftentimes asked, well, Deborah, this is so grim. What is our only hope?
I can tell you the solution is really simple. Well, there is a time when God's going to let us speak to the spirit of people, and when their soul wakes up to the truth, then their intellect and their emotions will respond. We can say all this stuff, and they say people can turn on the show, and it's like it says in the Bible, they'll walk away and not even recognize their own face in the mirror. They think that, number one, we're either bizarre entertainment, or we're crazy, or we're narcissistically arrogant. Rather than the fact that this is open media stuff, where if you just go to the World Watch Institute, the Council on Foreign Relations, Foreign Affairs Journal, or go to the visit the Georgia Guidestones and elsewhere, they telegraph very directly. It's called hoodwinking. The high-level druidic masons have to tell you what they're going to do.
That's
and
right.
If you understand it, you're one of theirs, which is why all the high-level masons I've been interactive with and try to think we're so impressed with you, Deagle. You've got to be one of us because you understand us and a lot more. I've dealt with 90th degree masons who said, you know so much more than me. Who are you and what are you? They think I'm just a white hat mason like Donald Trump who's doing all kinds of good things for America. People don't understand the greatest face of evil is a beautiful face, like Luciferic Satanism. Most people don't realize the U.S. Constitution, every government on earth, every higher educational institution on earth is Luciferic. It's not godly. People don't know that, do they? Most public religions are Luciferic. Look at Islam. They declared in Turkey that marriage can occur at 9 years for girls and 12 years for boys by their religious highest educational institutions. And there's protests there by the opposing parties because it's nuts. Okay?
Well, it most definitely is. So, Dr. Bill, I'm really looking forward to coming up with you again soon to talk about what we are seeing here.
We'll have you back. And
we'll
definitely, I'll be in contact. If you want to stay for a minute here between the breaks when we get bids on, we'll get you booked for next visit. The other thing is we'll do some video, and I tell people, you know, have the guts to call into the show. And if you don't have time, email your questions and we'll read them on air. People need to understand I'm the wizard of is. You ask me a question, I'll give you an answer. Or a framework to find the answer on any human activity on earth. And there's no one on earth that can do that but me. And that's my calling, is to warn you before the time of the end, because we're right up against it. 2018 is going to be, in Latin, an annus horribilis. It's going to be a horrible year. Sorry to tell you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.